You gotta turn it up loud and let everybody hear why you smashing the town. Cause you beating so hard, you're vibrating the ground. Taking pictures in your house, I can make the wall bounce. Cause every pound counts, why I kill a 40 ounce. Cause I'm here to do it down where them G's hang out. Wherever bitches is with they ass poking out. Cause when we pull up at the light, we let the woofers bang out. With all windows down so the sound rang out. Cause I'm
dirty street. Dirty street.
Knocking pictures off your wall. Yeah, that's how my trunk sound. That's my trunk when it pound. Old people in my town yelling, turn it down. I keep my finger on the button in case I need to hit pause. When I beat down your street, I gotta watch out for the laws. Cause I'm always riding with a sack in my drawers. Bumping some of that thing that he left for the cause. When I beat down your street, I'm knocking pictures off your walls. When I'm riding in my whip, I'm sipping alcohol. My phone just run, man, I missed the call. With four twills in the back, I couldn't hear it at all. When I creep by your house, you think your walls gon' fall. I'm just beating down your street way after nightfall. When I'm dipping in my whip, I stay as fresh as tomorrow. Hey, your grandma, man, cause the racket I call. I'm just beating down the street, and that's all.
There we go. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. man and my co-host Kenji is. Kenji, where are you? Kenji must be hiding the motherfucker and everything. But it's okay. It's all right. Can everybody still hear me? You can hear me fine? I know you can hear me. Can everybody hear me over the phone? You know what I'm saying? If you can hear me over the phone, hit me up in my inbox and let me hear you say, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, it is another episode of Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I mean? You got your host, the Fat Man, up in here, coming to you live and direct, y'all. I am coming to you from the Sugar Leaf Rastafarian Church. All right? Now, let me say that again. I am coming to you from the Sugar Leaf Rastafarian Church, okay? You know what I'm saying? And we are doing this this live remote today because I have a very, very special guest before we get started. You know what I'm saying? It goes by the name of Eddie Lepp, all right? So Eddie Lepp is like a High Times Award winner, way surpassed that. Multi awards, all right? You know what I'm saying? And it's a combat vet in Vietnam, you know what I mean? And we don't want to forget that. That's most important. So my salute to you, my brother, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? But most of all, he said, we are taking it back, you know what I'm saying? So he said we taking it back. I need to know where my co-host Kenji is. Kenji, are you there? Hello? Hello.
Hello? 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 Are you hearing me through that? Yeah, are you hearing me through that? Are you hearing me through there? Is anybody hearing me loud and clear? Anybody out there listening to me? Okay, then, fine. I tell you what, this is how we're going to do this. We are going to do this interview with my man Eddie Lepp. He is sitting right here. So I need y'all to listen up because, like I was telling y'all, coming in here, I've seen a lot of people at the dispensaries, okay? So I guess I'm coming through loud and clear because I'm coming through on the phone. So I've seen a lot of people at the Las Vegas dispensaries. Of course, if you don't know, we are currently marijuana has been made a recreational drug out here. So that means anybody can go up in the dispensaries and spend some money. All right. So I need to bring in my man right now, Eddie Lepp. You know what I'm saying? Kenji, are you there? Because I'm not hearing you. So listen, I need to bring in area code 209-8771. Yo, Mr. Lepp, are you there?
Oh yeah, we're here.
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
Well, I'm sitting here in the spiritual side of the Sugar Leaf Rastafarian Church, in Las Vegas, getting ready for their grand opening, I believe the 15th or 16th of July. And I'm just, you know, amazed and impressed at the wonderful vibe that comes out of here. The stained glass windows and all of the spiritual aspect of this is very, very special and very sacred to me, and I'm very impressed with it. The other side of the building where they actually dispense the sacred plant and the holy sacrament is every bit as impressive with, you know, all of the articles necessary for the consumption thereof. And it's truly been well thought out and well designed, well put together. And the beauty of it is this is about more than just moving the sacred plant around. This is a spiritual center. They'll have yoga classes, massage, learning classes, and a multitude of things that you normally wouldn't associate with a dispensary, if you will, because to all of us, this is much more than a way to get high. to us, this is a spiritual connection to the Creator. And it's the Creator's greatest gift to His children is His plant. If you look at the history of this plant, historically, as far back as they can trace civilization, it's been found in three places in every civilization ever discovered. And that's their healing centers, their spiritual centers, and where the royalty hang out. It's been used to clothe, feed, house, and in every way possible benefit mankind.
Okay, hold on right there. Now, I was just given this note. It says, cannabis sacrament, this is a church. Know your right. Okay, High Time Lifetime Achievement Award, great friends with Jack Pereira. Okay. Now, my thing is, I need you to let everybody know what their rights are, because a lot of people figure these churches do not exist. A lot of people figure that these churches is a lot of hocus pocus, a lot of bogus and everything. But we have you here right here today to clear all of that up. You know what I'm saying? And this is the wonder of having you on this show. So I just wanted to get that out there to let people know who they're listening to. You're listening to Unsigned Hype Radio, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. If you have any questions, concerns, or anything to say to Mr. Lepp, you can call us in at 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? This is an exclusive right now, and I'm going to let him take over and finish saying what he was saying to let us know what our rights are with this sacrament plant. What did you call it?
It's our holy sacrament. It's
okay.
A conduit, if you will,
okay,
to the Creator.
Okay.
We do not worship the plant. The plant is to us the same as the wine and the wafer to the Catholic Church.
Okay.
So let us clear up that misconception.
Okay.
Many of the cannabis churches are Christian churches. Many of them follow the Bible. Some of them don't. The beauty of the Rastafarian religion and the Native American religion is that there's no hierarchy. Each man is his own pope. Each man is his own chief. And if you would come to one of our services and expect me to be standing up behind a pulpit preaching fire and brimstone, and that if you don't follow it my way, you're going to go to hell.
Right.
You're going to be sadly disappointed.
Okay. Okay.
Our religious celebrations are referred to as bingies, and can last anywhere from just a few minutes between two of the brethren up to several days. And what they usually involve on the more gathering side of it is music, food, of course, the sacred plant. But mostly what they involve is conversation and communication. And it is through our meetings and through our gatherings that the brethren are able to exchange ideas and philosophies, which allows us to grow both as individuals, but also as a church. It allows us to achieve a higher connection to the Creator.
Okay, okay. So you're saying that, you mean that you and your brethren can sit there in this atmosphere and honestly have an intellectual conversation?
Well, if it's conversation, it has to be intellectual to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And certainly, both the Native American religion and the Rasta religion have many things in common. One is our great love for the mother. And we all feel that it is our sacred obligation to give back to the mother rather than take away from her.
Right.
All of our farmers that grow for the spiritual centers are all organic farmers. We will not allow chemicals in our products. Everything is guaranteed organic. It's been certified and sanctified and blessed. And this is a very real religion. It's been recognized by the Supreme Court of the United States. Our use of cannabis as our holy sacrament has been recognized by the Supreme Court. So I understand there are naysayers out there and those that are doubt. But the other side of that is there's churches back in the Ozarks and areas like that where they drink cyanide and dance with rattlesnakes and are certainly fire and brimstone churches. And people think that's acceptable, even when there's small children involved. And yet they doubt our consumption of cannabis as the holy sacrament. And I really don't get it. How can you be so accepting of somebody drinking cyanide and dancing with rattlesnakes and accept that as a bona fide religion, and yet you doubt mine because I use cannabis rather than wine and a wafer? It's one of the big mysteries of life to me.
I understand. So what is it about cannabis that everybody feels that they know? Because everybody feels that they know everything about cannabis, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure everybody in here. And in case y'all don't know, West Coast is sitting here with a live audience, you know what I'm saying? You know, I have my man JD in here, Tony. Ivy is here, which is Eddie and Ivy. They call him Eddie. You know what I'm saying? I got Jenny, Quinn, and Carly. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Blue up in here. Color of Chronic, you know what I'm saying? Representing that IG, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and of course we got my man in Trotter. You know, so I'm sitting here with a live studio audience, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Unsigned Mike is always doing the damn thing and taking leaps and bounds and always, you know, pushing the limit and everything. So you're saying about our rights. What are that we are missing about our rights that we do not know about?
Well, sadly, we don't know hardly anything about any of our rights. Unity is what puts the bullet in the chamber. Knowledge pulls the fucking trigger. And through the uniting of all of the churches and the members of the churches, we have strength and power. Through educating them, we have power that we can now articulate from one body to another. And that's where true power comes from, is being able to express your knowledge and your information to those that don't share that knowledge and information in such a way that they can understand it. And that is our primary purpose, is to educate people to their rights. If they're looking at it from the religious aspect and wonder, how can you have a cannabis church when cannabis is illegal? Well, it's protected under the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act and further protected under the Religious Land Use and Incarcerated Persons Act. And our little Cheeto, what is it? Trump.
President Trump.
Yeah.
On May 4th, National Prayer Day, actually made one of the most beautiful speeches I've ever heard by a president. And I would say this before anybody gets all pissed off. That does not mean I endorse or support the man. It means exactly what I said and only what I said. On May 4th, National Prayer Day, he gave one of the most beautiful presidential speeches I've ever heard.
Okay.
And what he did in that speech was he further reinforced the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act, the Religious Land Use Act. He reinforced the Supreme Court decisions in the UDV case, which is the Supreme Court's standard under religious cases, by explaining to all federal agencies in no uncertain terms that they were not to discriminate against any religion for any reason. And that certainly includes us. And I was thankful that he said that. I was thankful that he was aware that not everybody is a mainstream Muslim or a mainstream Christian or a mainstream Jew. There are people that operate in the world under a different set of standards or a different set of rules. And we should have the same respect and the same rights as anybody else.
Right.
And that is the large part of our endeavor, is to teach people their rights and to get them to read things like the Restoration Acts. Because unless you give yourself the knowledge to arm yourself, you can't fight. And if you want to win the fight, you want as many bullets as possible. And knowledge is bullets. And if I got to go into a war, I'd a lot rather go in there with a submachine gun than an old breech loader.
Right.
And knowledge gives you that ammunition. Knowledge gives you that weapon.
No, and you are totally right. And I hope everybody that's out there listening right now is understanding what he is doing. He is educating us on our rights to smoke cannabis, on our rights to have cannabis. You know what I'm saying? What cannabis does, what it's about. Later on, starting next week, we will have Mr. Lepp come back and explain the types of cannabis is being used in medication and things like that. I know my man, JB, he has a cannabis lotion and oils and things like that that he's been trying to turn me on to. So we're going to definitely be turning you guys on here at Unsigned High Radio, you know what I'm saying, further on in the week. This is the start of our new season. So, of course, we're coming with new things, you know what I'm saying. So big shout-out there to Sure Mob Entertainment. Big shout-out there to Trendsetters. Shout out there to, you know what I'm saying, Stinger Boy Records, you know what I mean? Of course, my man Robert Allen Parker out there at Midwest Syndicate Magazine, you know what I'm saying? Now, this is something that you need to put in your magazine, nephew, you know what I mean? And we're going to make sure that you get in touch with him and everything. One thing I want you to do, Mr. Lepp, is I want you to explain to us, because a lot of people say this about the Rastafari, Rastafari religion, Rastafarian religion and everything. Give us your input. Educate us on the Rastafarian religion, really.
Well, I was drawn to this religion many, many years ago. And as I alluded to earlier, the primary issue that brought me to it was the fact that there was no hierarchy. Each Rasta man is his own pope. Each Rasta man decides what journey he'll take and how he'll get there. Many of the older Rastas don't even smoke cannabis anymore. They've taken their journey and got to where they want to be. It's up to you. Each of us has the choice to follow the path we want. And I found that very appealing. The fact that you have people of the fame and influence of a Bob Marley or a Marcus Garvey that endorse and support and led to the, Mr. Garvey actually led to the creation of the Rasta religion by prophesizing that with the rising up of a black emperor, that it would be like the second coming of Christ. And some people interpret Haile Selassie the First, His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Ethiopia, as that sign. Rastafari is actually two separate words that it was taken from. Rastafarian is one word, but it comes from two. The word Ras is actually a title, like Prince or Duke. Tafari was his actual last name. But once he was elevated to emperor, he chose the name Haile Selassie the First. The brethren, Brethren Howell and many others in Jamaica, who originally started the Rasta religion, took his name and title, Rastafari, and used that as the name of our religion. And for many, many years, they were prosecuted, persecuted, burned out, beaten, and treated like second-class citizens because of their religious beliefs. But they persevered, and they continued to practice their religion. And eventually, after about 20 or 30 years, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, actually visited Jamaica And although he never embraced the religion himself, because he was born and raised a Jew, he was able to trace his bloodlines back to King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. And he was faithful to his Jewish beliefs his entire life until his death. But he did embrace the Rasta religion, and he spoke with the elders numerous times and was honored that they had chosen his name to signify their religion. With the advent, if you will, of reggae music and the coming of age of Bob Marley and Peter Tosh and others like them, the word of the religion spread, and it is worldwide now. It's on every continent, and there are members worldwide of each individual church. Our particular group of churches, the Sugarleaf Rastafarian churches, were associated with somewhere between 40 and 50,000 members and have well over 100 different branches of churches across the nation and I believe three foreign countries. So we're growing by leaps and bounds, and our membership increases daily. The world, it seems, in the last 15 or 20 years has actually soured on organized religion. And I've seen many surveys where they have interviewed people, and the amount of people leaving organized religion, the standard churches, if you will, is very alarming to all of the standard churches. That doesn't mean people are turning their back on God. It means that they're disillusioned by the corruption and the sins, if you will, of the leadership in a lot of the churches. And they're looking for a different path. And we offer that different path. Okay. Ours is a very spiritual path. Our love of God, as we each of us understand it, is no less than anyone else's.
Okay.
And we certainly don't claim that it's any more than anyone else's.
Okay.
But what we do claim is that it is legitimate as anyone else's.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, my thing is, I'm looking forward to having you back on the show to come in and teach us more about, like I said, I'm coming from the Sugarleaf Church, right? The Sugarleaf Perry.
Impunity.
Last year, but it's a new year, yeah. Last year was crazy, ayy. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. Smoking them trees on the daily. I gotta keep some of my system. I'm faded. I just had that real talk with me and my lady. She said, why are you faded? This is the picture you painted. These strokes, the brushes, the whole of creation. It's your life. You make it a break or to take it. These moments in life make a statement. The picture was clear. You could take it. We came from the bottom. We feel like we made it. From cooking with ramen to drama with haters. I'm putting that work out in Vegas. We know that we thought we don't wanna be famous. That light wasn't shining when we was on stages. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. It's more than the weather that's changing. The people around me, I see them all fading. I just want what's best for me and my lady. A daughter and a new baby. We just got a house and it's crazy. Just stop being a husband and stop being lazy. It's your life. You make it and take it or break it. These moments of life make a statement. The picture was clear. You can take it. We came from the bottom. We feel like we made it. From cooking with drama to drama with haters. We put in that work out in Vegas. We know that we thought we don't want to be famous. That light wasn't shining when we was on stage. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. Shout out to the ones who was there for me. Stuck around when I was down, y'all helping me. Last year that felt like hell to me. This year planned out more carefully. Shout out to the ones who was there for me. Stuck around when I was down, y'all helping me. Last year that felt like hell to me. This year planned out more carefully. Shout out to my real ones. Shout out to my real ones. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out to my real ones. Shout out to my real ones. We know that we thought we don't want to be famous. That light was shining when we was on stage. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. This year's amazing. This year's amazing. Last year was crazy. This year's amazing. This year's amazing. This year's amazing.
Hello, hello. You got your boy, Fat Man, coming to you, Unsigned Hype Man, live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Where is my co-host, Kenji? Kenji, where are you? Yo, everybody, we're going to take another commercial break while I try and find out where Kenji is. And everything. Can we go to a commercial, please, Kenji?
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't getting checks. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, catch the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. Whoa, if you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Don't know nobody, oh nobody, always on the fucking job. I got no hobbies, got the city fucking with me, cause I'm homegrown. Vibing, not more than my phone, no, leave me alone, me on my own, no. Look,
cut the bitch up like an edit. My daddy is G, it's genetic. I heard your new shit is pathetic. In contrast, to be shredded. To my dogs on a private jet from the public house, and I kept a G, yeah, 1,000. Click star studded like the Paramount money. Everything I do is righteous. Betting on me is a right risk. Even in a fucking crisis, I'm never on some switching side shit. I switch gears to the night shift. Blacking out cause I'm enlightened. God talk to me in silence, but I hear him every time, man.
Thank you, God. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting shit.
Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cast a check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back.
If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Look. I woke up in beast mode. Beast. With my girl, that's beauty in the beast mode. Bitch, I fight these niggas sleep though. Only thing that sold out is the seat though.
Never sold my soul, never done.
Nigga, how dare you stand before me and I respect my authority. If you fuck with my glory, I'ma drop the L and get gory. I done did everything except worry. Hella drama, my life story. Faith of a mustard seed, I kept growing. I knew that this life was meant for me. Niggas change that more than wishing wells. Karma come around, I wish them well. Damn. Living like I'm on a limitless pill, I kill the scene like I'm Denzel. Crazy like my jacket strapped up. Nigga, I don't act, but I act up. Brown paper bag like the lunch packed up. Back up. Nigga, I'ma need like 10 feet or get stomped out with 10 feet. I'ma always lose my temper. You cannot count to 10 me. No. If I lose one, I bounce back like 2-3 did with 4-5. Seen courtrooms and court size. Ain't too many seen both sides. No, nigga, no. Fuck what you know. Nigga, I'm taking back control. The underdog just turned into the wolf and the hunger steady grows. Yeah, I call shots while you call off. Never take it some more fall off. When you stay that committed to it, you just fall down and never fall off. So last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting shit.
Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash a check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back.
If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Bounce back, bounce, bounce, bounce back, bounce, 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 bitch, bounce. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, y'all. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man coming back to you live and direct. Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? But I need to hear back from somebody because this shit ain't supposed to be going right. You know what I mean? So, Kenji, I don't know where you at, bro, but you need to hit me back. Yo, where's my man Robert Allen at? You need to hit me back. Yo, let's go to some fucking music. Can we do that, please?
Ain't no telling what I'm feeling. Beyond, hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey.
Hey, lil' mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent a check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, damn, I'm really never home. All these niggas clones tryna copy what I'm on. Nigga, get your own, tryna pick a nigga bone. Where's the brother Skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping ball, making plays. 50 Shades of Grey, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Niggas hatin' cause I'm chosen from the the concrete, I had rolls. Shorty staring at my necklace, cause my diamonds really froze. Put that dick up in her pussy, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young nigga from the six throwing bowls. I'm a real young nigga from the six throwing bowls. Real young nigga from the six throwing bowls.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Goddamn.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. I know your baby mama fond of me.
Goddamn.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
Goddamn.
Whisper in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
Goddamn.
Say that I can get that pussy easily.
Goddamn.
Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Goddamn.
I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily. Ain't no telling what I'm finna be on. Hey, hey, I'm beyond. Hey, hey, no telling what I'm feeling. Hey, I'm beyond. Hey, hey, said I'm beyond. Hey, all that fuck shit. Hey,
I got companies and pesos. I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should sauce them up like Prego fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special. But I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing record. Had the world stepping, that's what I call epic. Couple summers later, I got paper. I acquired taste for salmon on a bagel with the capers on a square plate. At the restaurant with the why you got a sad face. To know I either ball or I record over the stand bass. Rapper face, dreadheaded, golden diamond teeth wearing. They just mad cause I got that cheese, bitch, I keep dairy. Turned up at the party, getting lit the yachty. With a Spanish Barbie, word to my mommy.
Hey. In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Off me.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. I know your baby mama fond of me.
She fond of me.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
That weed and weed.
Whisper in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
She wanna fuck.
Say that I can get that pussy easily. Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
Yeah.
You learn
learn a first name. So what's the king to a god in the first place? Like what's a job to a hustler? Getting paid is only common if dollars was used as loose change. Since the first grade, I wanted a backpack and rap in the worst way. A couple of decades has passed and I'm still the same. Still dressed like it's 88. And I'm in love with the 808. Banging up jump, the boogie till the break of dawn. Driving down the I-15. I made it home. This is that goodbye feel of being grown when your woman don't worry or care. You in the studio, she in the kitchen, fried chicken and mashed potatoes. Got that caramel skin with a face of an angel. I like to say it, my life is in a good place, so I'm thanking the heavens for every day. Nowadays I like to sit back and take my time. Instead of being on my grind, I like to live my life.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. I do not know what the fuck is going on with Kenji's microphone, nor I don't know what's going on. But what I was trying to do today, I was trying to educate you and bring you up to speed on your marijuana rights. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man Eddie Lepp, you know what I'm saying, that was talking to us, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, this is a Rastafarian church, you know what I mean? And they're doing great things in the community and things like that and making a big difference, you know what I mean? So we will be bringing him back on the show to answer some questions and things like that as far as, you know what good things you could use for cannabis and getting your own dispensaries and things like that and the growing rights and et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's always one way or another to get in this game, you know what I'm saying, and get something out of it, you know what I'm saying? And now that the day has come to where they have legalized, you know, marijuana, you need to get in the game and do the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to my man Eddie Lepp, you know what I'm saying, and everybody that was here been showing a lot of love, you know what I mean? So we're going to get back into that, you know what I'm saying, next week, you know what I mean? But for real, listen to the interview. You know, I'm going to have to do this interview over again because I do not know what the hell is going on. We're having real bad technical difficulty this weekend, but I hope everybody's getting ready to enjoy their 4th of July weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the same thing. I'm enjoying my 4th of July weekend. You know what I'm saying? We are definitely getting it in, you know what I'm saying, this week, going to barbecue, going to have a lot of fun and everything, you know what I mean? But I know we had some other guests lined up, you know what I mean, and stuff. And I do apologize to those guests. We will get to you next week because without no communication to my co-host, I don't know what the fuck is going on or anything like that there, you know what I'm saying? So on that note, listen, everybody, y'all have a great weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get up out of here and everything. And love, peace, and hair grease. Could you play us some music, please? Get us out of here. And I will holler at y'all next week, y'all. I do apologize about what's going on with the technical difficulty this week. But I apologize, y'all. And I'll talk to y'all next week of Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. Peace. I'm out of this motherfucker. Man, close with the fucking show.
Here we go, we're gonna send this one out to the old school. All these motherfuckers in the Bronx and Brooklyn and Staten Island, Queens, and all the motherfuckers that laid it down, the foundation, you know what I'm saying? Number love for the old school, that's what we're gonna do this one for. You feel me?
like the old school. I remember Mr. Magic Flash, Grandmaster Cass, LL, Raisin Hill, but and it can last every year, Rock Kim was. The shit to me, I flipped to see a Dougie Fresh show with Ricky G and Rattle Earth was putting in work. And Chuck Steele had my homies on the hill getting ill when shit was real. When I still remember Raw with Daddy Kane, when De La Soul was putting potholes in the game. I can't explain how it was. Houdini had me puffing on that Buddha getting buzzed. But there I was, them black parties in the projects and on my block. If you don't stop flipping on that private side, I threw my finger Queen Latifah and MC Light. Listen to Tressa KRS to get me through the night. When Taylor Rock and Mad Tonic, the sense of Sonic, remember Pusha with the bar sit. Listen like the old school.
What can I say? I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't
pay my way.
What can I say? I wouldn't.
I hit the streets, I'm playing Skelly Ring Alivio or Catch a Kiss. Before the homies in my hood learn to smack a bitch, I remember way back the weak weed they had. Too many seeds in the trade bag. I'm on the train heading uptown, freestyling with some wild kids from Bucktown. Profiling, got the hoop kids for seven, checking where the niggas wearing. I'm wondering if that's ahead. I remember sick ball, humping hoopies on the wall. I'm taking leaps on the steps, sticking up the hall. Through my childhood, wild. A young nigga trying to stay away from Rikers Ave. Me and my homie breaking nights, trying to keep it true. Out on the roof, sipping 90 proof, and looking like the old school.
What can I say? I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pay my way.
Like the old school.
What can I say? I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pay my way.
Like the old school.
What can I say? I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pay my way.
Like the old school.
What can I say? I wouldn't.
Remember popping and locking at Curtis Blows, the name belt, and Scott LaRock the super hole back in Latin quarters when Slick Rick was spitting lotta dotty. Came in the hoochies at the neighborhood block parties. I remember break dancing the Melly Mel, tickling hot LL when he rocked the bells. Forget the TV, I'm about to hit the streets and do graffiti. Be careful, don't let the transit cops see me. Ain't nothing like the old school.
Oh. walk wild. Fit up on that rooter to that shooter foul. Hell no, them country ball game hit it top off 6 miles. Get close, get moved, them 10 folks. Swanky with them 100 folks. Got it on that front post. Plus, you know they got growth. 79, keep the bill. Heard a cow, got a grill. Interstate 65. Headed down that cash field. Glass field to the tip and top. Backseat bend. Spent my last cent on the rent. Left with pocket lens. A damn shame. Gotta grind. Anything and everything. Jimmy crack on. Cross the county line with Mary Jane. Long time of gravel roads attached and vein. And throw my soul to hell and back. And back and forth with same jeans and happy and froze.
I'm like, I'm on the highest. Whoa. Like my body. My body's retarded. Water like me. Water for Connie. Some water's getting probably got it like me. Understand. You're about to lose your life. Damn.
Take away this pain inside. Felt so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on a regular,
cash.
Hitting my plug on the Sally's. Tell my ex bitch that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rara. Key 36 by my side.
My side.
I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side.
Bah.
Fuck with my niggas, you die.
Bah.
All of my niggas say blood.
Yeah.
All of my niggas say cub. OC, I found me a plug. I got it straight out the mug. Keep it 100,
no
books.
No,
I'm feeling low with the drugs.
Yeah.
Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in kitchen. With my arm, I'm pitching. Rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing. Yeah. Niggas steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Yeah. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. Yeah. I don't fuck with phony, about to sell a pony. All these niggas on me, all these bitches on me. Set my price is good, motherfucker. Show. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
With my trap money, a million up, but still ain't never touch my rap money.
Now
I'm out in LA fucking with that boy OT.
What's poppin'?
Flew to LA, got a plug on that OG. You know I been getting money. If you know me,
you know that.
When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed 100 G's.
What?
I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P's. I don't want it, fuck it. Your price, you need to cut it.
Nah.
Your ice, you need to tuck it. She f*** with me, she lucky.
Yeah.
A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage. Let's get the smile talk.
Hey.
It's time to talk names.
Hey.
Young nigga playing with commas. Might go get a lamp for the summer. I been out here in these streets all my life hustling. My beefing, then I'm beefing wrong, but right on busting. My trap house, I love it.
I love it.
Put some forges on my old school and I had to cut it.
What?
But should I put a roof in it?
Cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Barbados, cheese, eggs, and potatoes. Smoking weed on the beaches, my mind working like Play-Doh's. Analyzing the world, fantasizing about girls. I'm handing diamonds and pearls and vandalizing her curls. Sweating the weave out, moans as she breathes out. Fuck, I'm doing in parties with over and seized out. I step over piranha, step over dishonor. They killing niggas for days. That's death over designer. Hey, cold heating up like that leftover lasagna. Remember when I used to be stressed over Dewana? Now a nigga only text and get stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking tens and better, hood bitches and Timbs and sweaters. And we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we gotta argue about the same thing, same thing. Well,
nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, what you're perfect for me. We rolling, we riding, he like to go inside him. I love to go all night and we rock the boat, co-riding. I love to call your name, name, name. Hey, baby, I love to call your name, name, name.
Oh, yeah, my college girl. Take the weekend off and come home soon. I graduated way too long ago to be sneaking all in your dorm room. But that thing take like 4 nights. So I call you when the tour stops. But baby, where your roommates? Did you make sure the door's locked? She love it when we get together. Smoke a little weed, but I sit together. Now that I'm on, I can pick and choose. Only fuck with hoes who got shit to lose. Yeah, I heard the stories about different dudes. Her man on campus, but it's fine by me. She say she only fuck like 4 or 5 niggas. So you know you gotta multiply by 3.
Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey. Hey, but you're perfect for me. We rolling, we riding, he like to go inside.